Welcome to the Guardian Project. I'm your host, Andy. I am the turn four supreme verdict that you don't have the mana to cast.
And I'm your co-person, Brian. And I'm just crushing this intro.
Please listen carefully.
This is a show where we talk about Magic the Gathering. And all...
We gather about magic.
We do. Okay, so we have things to talk about. The first thing
what
is...
What do we want to talk about?
Core 2020 spoilers. Is that what this set's called? Is it Magic 20?
I think it's Magic 20.
What do we know what the hashtag on Twitter is yet?
M20, hashtag M20.
I'm sure it's hashtag M20, right?
Yeah, probably.
No, I don't know.
Corset 2020.
Skylands are back.
My vision's not 2020.
I don't know what my vision is.
Mine's like 20. No.
Do you have glasses?
I do.
Oh, I don't have glasses. Both my parents have glasses, but I don't.
Lucky.
So Magic 20.
You're married to someone with glasses. How do you feel about that? You're just surrounded by bifocals.
You're right. Growing up, I never had to get my eyes checked other than like in elementary school.
Yeah.
And so when I went with Nick one time to get his eye test done, and you walked in and there were glasses all over the wall.
It's kind of freaky, isn't it?
I had no idea those places existed. It's like, where are we? What is this? He was like, this is where people go when they buy glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been to a store like this. Also, going to a sports authority. I've never been to Sports Authority.
You don't know who the authority on sports is?
Who is the authority on sports?
Dunham's. It's Dunham's.
All right. So, Magic 20, we have lots of reprints and lots of new cards. What are you most excited about?
The Leyline reprints.
Are they all reprints I've never played with? I played with Sanctity.
Yeah.
Because I play Boggles and Modern.
Sanctity, Void. Anticipation, and Void. Yeah, I just saw Anticipation today, that's nuts. Those are all good reprints.
Are they going to be good in Standard?
Void will probably, because it's good against the Phoenix deck.
So, if Leyland and Void is in your opening hand, you can begin the game with it on the battlefield. If a card will be put into an opponent's graveyard from anywhere, exile it instead. So, I guess Command the Dreadhorde doesn't like this card.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bar, sad. Bar. Oh, Sultai Dreadhorde, sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's like that deck has the advantage of still being like a grindy, mid range. So I guess it has that. But you can't take Nicol Bolas and every Planeswalker, and be the be the Gatewatch yourself.
That's my go to deck on Arena right now, Sultai Dreadhorde. It's really great.
Oh, I've seen it in action.
Wild Growth Walker, Merfolk Branch Walker, Merfolk Branch Walker, Jade Light Ranger. Good luck.
Yeah. I know. It's like starts off with like an Explorer, and then you're like, oh, Branch Walker. And they're like, what just happened?
Uh-huh.
And then you kill them. They only come back stronger.
And Mono Red, Jace just like scoops to that deck. Because if they can't get rid of the Wild Growth Walker, you block all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And then... you see the scoops.
Yeah, that's why to save all those lightning strikes.
So the green Leyline of Abundance, that's new, right? The green one?
Yes.
So if same Leyline ability, if it's in your opening hand, you can begin the game with it on the battlefield. When you tap a creature for mana, add an additional green mana to your mana pool, and then 6 green, put a 1/1 counter on each creature you control. So this requires like Llanowar Elves and Elvish Mystics and things.
Yeah, hopefully they like reprint like birds. Or just put Noble Hierarch in Standard. Why not?
I mean, I don't think it's broken in Standard, right?
No. I mean...
I don't think it's broken in Modern either.
No, it's not broken. It's just really good. Yeah, it's just the best... Well, one of the best mana doors.
I mean, we are in 3 colors, right? I mean, is there... What, we have a Jund Legendary? No, we have a Naya Legendary. What color is she? What color is Noble Hierarch?
Bant.
Is there a Bant Legendary yet? They're going with wedges, aren't they?
Yeah. Seems like they're doing...
Oh, so we won't get Bant because there's Jeskai and Mardu. Yeah, so we're in the wedges. So this is the Khans of Tarkir colors.
I like wedges. I don't like wedgies.
Wedges of lemon?
Of salad?
Oh, okay.
I
do like a good blue cheese wedge. Those are real good.
Those are real good.
Although you would think
on the shared.
But you would think that those are low calorie. They're not. They're not at all, because that blue cheese dressing is so bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get one of those on a diet thinking you're doing good. You're not doing good. That's what I get when I go out to...
What's a diet?
You would know about a diet. How much have you lost? Because you're getting married soon. How much are you down now in the last... How long? You've been dieting for about a year, right?
So, yeah, it's 10 months. I've lost 95 pounds. So,
nice.
Yeah. Lost keto. A whole small child. Yeah.
You've lost a small child.
Yeah. I don't know where they went, but I won't be a great parent.
How did we get on this topic?
I don't know.
First,
is this
30
minutes? Is this great?
Wedge. It was Wedge.
Oh, yeah.
It was Wedge. Okay, back to wedges.
Brent Wedge salad.
Salt.
Noble Hierarch salad.
So back to... Okay, so what do we have? There's a new Kalia. Oh, she is Mardu. One red, white, and black. A 3-3 flying vigilance human cleric that has, when she enters the battlefield, look at the top six cards of your library, reveal an angel, demon, and or dragon, and put it into your hand, and put the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order.
Yeah. Is the original Kalia human, or is it an angel?
Oh, I don't know. I can look at it.
Google that, because that you can get the new Kalia, or the old Kalia with new Kalia.
I think...
If it's an angel.
No, I don't think the old one is. They're both human clerics.
Oh, okay.
They work together in the same deck, but they don't work together with each other.
Mardu person, sorry.
And then there is the Jeskai one is a bird wizard.
Wizard,
one Jeskai. Flying, whenever you cast a non-creature spell, create a 1/1 white spirit with flying, and then sack a spirit to add one red to your mana pool. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. There's like probably something really good here, right?
The art is like good, but like I feel like they just took like whatever bird that is and just edited a wizard costume over it.
It looks like what's that?
Gooses with the wizard cloak, honk, honk. Gashing all the spells.
What is
spirits?
So. What's that? Swans of burn. What is that?
Swans
card?
Of burn. Swans of argle bargle.
Argle bargle.
Arn something.
I don't know. It looks like that swan. But with a wizard's cloak. And doing the Kamehameha from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but you only get one mana for each Kamehameha. That seems like a lot.
I mean, so this says cast. Does Storm cast it or does it just copy it?
Storm cast it.
So if you storm out, you can make a bunch of spirits. I mean...
Yeah, spirit bomb!
You probably want that, right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. You're the commander expert.
Oh, I love commander. But I've been playing a lot of limited lately online. That's been really great.
Yeah, I've been drafting a lot on Arena.
Have you?
That's the only thing I do.
All right, before we switch topics too quickly.
Whoa.
There's the Sultai legendary. Yoroke, the desecrated. So Death Touch, Lifelink, 3/5 for 2 and Sultai. It's an elemental horror. Death Touch, Lifelink. If a permanent entering the battlefield causes a triggered ability of a permanent you control to trigger, that ability triggers an additional time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Panharmonicon.
Sultai, Panharmonicon.
Yeah. I like the way you said it. 2 and a Sultai.
2 and a Sultai.
Oh, salty.
2 salty. What do you think about... Has good enter the battlefield colors, I guess.
Yeah.
Black, green, white. Or black, green, blue.
Berg. Yeah. I mean, what... Muldrotha, right? That's how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a... Like, commander... It's like top 10, right? On EDH rec right now.
Is it? I don't know if it's... No, I don't think it's up there. Oh, maybe for like monthly, but not all time.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was like trending for a while, but yeah, I mean, that's just good colors. You got a lot of removal, counter magic. And
does this go in that, or does Multani go in this? Or not Multani.
Muldrotha.
Does that go in this?
Yeah, I'd imagine, because you could just cast creatures from the graveyard. And
does that care about, I guess, does it care about Honor the Battlefield abilities other than Sad Robot? Simulacrum? Simulacrums. Some crumbs.
So I like that. Solemn some crumbs.
Solemn some crumbs. I'm not good at I can see like the four obvious staples that go in decks, but I'm not good at finding all the other things.
It's
right
green
away.
And plays Cultivate and Kodama's Reach on Maniglu.
Probably Tempt with Discovery, and
yeah,
I'd probably throw Burgeoning in just because I've got one.
Right,
you gotta play Sakura Tribe Elder just because.
Just because, yeah.
You know,
well, you have a lot of good removal. I don't, off the top of my head, I can't think of great like ETBs for like.
And I didn't prepare for that.
Yeah, so, this is great. Hot start.
Hot start. Keep listening to our show later.
Yeah. Hashtag.
Well, the other things that we have that have been previewed, there's two new Planeswalkers. Well, there's three Chandras, I guess. But we have Skrylands. Skrylands are back.
Andy doesn't like Skrylands.
I'm not impressed. Not impressed.
But if it was Selesnya Sanctuary, you'd be all over it.
You know, I probably would be, because that's from Ravnica, the best block around.
Yeah,
plane, would. The best plane around.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
You identified that wrong.
I did. Okay, so it was a new Sorin. It looks like it was previewed by Cool Stuff Inc. Sorin Imperius Bloodlord. It comes with 4 loyalty and has... It looks like a commander staple, honestly, because are there vampires in standard right now other than Vona? Because those are going to rotate out really fast.
Yeah, no, there's already a deck in place. It's just, you know.
But it's from Ixalan block, right?
Right. I mean, it's still in for till October, September.
Oh, so they're going to be in standard together for like 3 months?
Yeah.
A couple months?
You still have like the Lord, and I mean, there's a good base. You got like Sky Marshal Aspirant and Vanguard.
Because he cares about vampires. This is another tribal planeswalker.
He is
so
indeed.
Target creature you control gains death, touch, and lifelink until end of turn. If it's a vampire, put a 1/1 counter on it for +1. He has another +1 for sack a vampire. When you do, he deals 3 damage to any target and you gain 3 life. And -3, put a vampire from your hand onto the battlefield. So
very
that'd vampire. It'd be really great for like a turn 3 Butcher of Malakir.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. There's lots of dinos as well. Rotting Regisaur. Did you see that one? It's a 7/6 for 3 at the beginning of your upkeep. Just discard a card.
Yeah, I was joking about that on Twitter this morning that they should just cut Gurmag Angler from Death Shadow and play that.
Should they? They should.
No.
No?
No.
Why? I don't know. I don't know how to play that deck.
You have to have like Gurmag Angler is just better just because it's a 5/5 and doesn't have any other conditions.
You're talking Modern. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
You need a Rosetta Stone for Modern.
You're not wrong. I look at deck lists like the Neoform deck, and I'm the math lady meme, just looking around trying to figure out how that works. That's me when I see the Neoform deck.
Well, it was like me trying to figure out the Hogark deck, how that one, and then it came to me. I was like
Hogak?
Hogak.
Risen Necropolis?
Arisen.
How does that... is it Arisen?
I have no idea.
Oh. How does that work?
So, you have to have... Like, you fill your graveyard real fast, and then you can, like, Altar of Dementia... Like, that's pretty much... You're milling yourself each time you sack your...
So Altar of Dementia says what?
Sack a creature. Basically, mill equal to the sacrificed creature's power.
And Hogak is in...
5/7?
7/9? 7/8? Trample? Something
seven,
like that?
Yeah, 7/7, okay. I think. So you get the zombies, and then you convoke them or delve them into play. So the deck plays Bridge from Blow, which says whenever a creature is put into your graveyard, while this is in your graveyard, you get a 2/2 zombie. But when a creature is put into a graveyard from play, sacrifice Bridge from Blow. So you're abusing like stuff like Bloodghast with a recursion and just putting as many zombies into play, and then you can keep bringing back Hogark. And then you're milling yourself until you get multiple Bridges from Blow in your graveyard, and you're getting like a lot of zombies, and then you just either attack them or you just start milling them.
Okay. So Hogak is an 8/8.
Oh, okay.
So we were both wrong.
Well,
5 and 7.
We're
We'll first get time. There. Yeah. We'll get there. First, there's a first time. Now, and the virgin, more you know.
Virgin podcast episode.
Right.
Maiden voyage.
You are correct. All right. So more 2020. So what else do we have here? There's a new Mu Yan Ling is back. Skydancer. She is also a 3 CMC planeswalker. That says,
like, every time I think of her name, I just think Mulan. And
Mulan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I just need a dragon that talks like Eddie Murphy.
isn't the real life version of that coming out soon?
I know it's in the works. I don't know if it comes out soon. Or when it comes out. I know they're doing Hercules, but
oh, they are? Oh, I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, it's like there's a rumor that like Chris Pratt's gonna be Hercules, and then Anna Kendrick is Meg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's real, but
I'd watch that.
Yeah, I would watch the crap out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick and
just Anna Kendrick.
Chris Pratt. You'd watch the crap out of
it. Yeah, just.
Like I mean, I'd watch her do her cups episode, or just like the whole thing the from moment. Yeah,
from Pitch Perfect.
I watch it. Have you seen that the video online of the guy who every time he hears that he does it with whatever cup is near him, and the water goes everywhere?
I have not, but that sounds awesome.
It's good stuff. On arena news, right now.
In arena news.
We are still working through the War of the Spark Chronicles. This week is the fourth week. It looks like each of these are about 2 or 3 weeks now, so we're in the fourth event. And it is called Commence the End Game, and the event is Counters.
Commence the End Game?
Yeah, so it's called Counters. So you play with a 60-card deck that likes counters. So the stipulation is at the end of each turn, planeswalkers you control get an additional loyalty counter, and creatures you control with a +1/+1 counter on them get another +1/+1 counter. If you don't control a creature with a counter and you have no planeswalkers, then you amass one. So every turn something is happening.
So it's like doubling season.
Doubling
season.
It's
format.
Like it's kind of like proliferate at the end at the end of every turn. And if you can't proliferate something, you amass one.
Okay.
And then you start proliferating because amass one has a counter on that army zombie creature. So I finished it, and so I got my 3 planeswalker art styles for this past event, and I started out playing a mono green deck that was just like put a counter on a creature and then fight. Or I played with the creature that has proliferate when a land enters.
Evolutions, Sage.
Sage. And so I was just playing anything.
Memories like, together already.
You what?
I said we've had good memories already.
Have you?
Yeah.
And so I've been playing with those, and I started out with mono green, and then I was running into other mono green decks that were just ramping up to Nissa Who Shakes the World, and I just, if you didn't get there first, you were just going to lose. So I switched over to...
You shook your fist at them.
I did. So I switched over to the Sultai Dreadhorde deck because it already just plays counters. Mm-hmm. And I said it's already just a really good deck. So I switched over to that and like steamrolled through. It was really good. Because on like the first 2 turns, if you didn't play your Llanowar Elves, you just amassed, and then you end up getting enough counters on things that your Merfolk Branchwalkers and Jade Light Rangers were ginormous. And so I had a fun time with that event.
They hit you with a stick and you came back with a bigger one.
I did. Are you playing any of these events?
No, I'm sorry.
No, but are you, I'm assuming, no, I assume you're using the free codes though to get the other Planeswalker art styles. Yeah.
The advantage of working on a shop is I get a lot of free codes for Arena.
Oh, that's true, don't you?
Yeah.
There was written...
Shh, don't tell anybody that.
There was what? Written in Stone for Nahiri. Did you get that one yet?
Yes.
And then Over the Moon. Is that what it was? Over the Moon for Arlen Cord.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
then I think there was another one, and I can't remember what it is. But some of the Planeswalker stained glass art styles are purchase only, right? Like Liliana, Dreadhorde General is... I think she's 500 gold or gems. And I think there's a couple that are like that. And I think she's the most expensive. I don't know, but I know some of them are not going to be just for free to get.
Being Liliana, that wouldn't surprise me.
But being a person like me who has to complete the set, You've sold me on this now, Arena. I will be spending my dollars.
You're a completionist, baby, and I love you for it.
I am. And then the final event, which is coming up from June 21st to the 28th. So that's coming up this Friday, is called Gideon's Sacrifice. It says, bring a 60-card deck consisting of only cards from guild. Oh, so it's block constructed. Guilds of Ravnica, Ravnica Allegiance, and War of the Spark. Only. And then it says Gates Ablaze is banned. So you can't just play
Gates Ablaze.
Oops, all gates.
Yeah. I'm going to play this crappy land base, but I'm going to get you.
But I also think that there was a banning earlier. There was a which format was it? It was Pauper. There was a Pauper event, was the second one. It said, bring a 60 card deck, only common cards allowed. Persistent Petitioners is banned in this format.
Yeah, not surprised there.
I get why that one's banned. In the news. You could do the old timey newscaster.
Extra, read all about it. So with the new M20 core set coming out, there's quite a bit of changes coming to, I mean, really, even at the pack level, it's, you know, before you would get a foil, one in every about, I think it was five or six packs, right? Now it's every 2.5.
Didn't it go down to like one in every 60-some cards to one in every 40-some? Yeah. Do you know what the numbers
it's,
are?
It's 60. It was one in 65, which is like one in 4.5 packs roughly. And then now it's down to 35, which is just over 2 packs.
Is it still randomized or is there going to be?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's still like case ratio. So, you could get more or less in a box, depending on.
I like shiny cards for Commander, but I don't know if I'd play them in any other format. Your opinion?
Foils are expensive, so. But singleton formats are great for foils.
Yes, yeah. But when you open that foil Thoughtseize, do you get disappointed or not? Because you don't play it in Commander, but it is nice to open.
It is nice to open. You can trade it for more Commander cards, so that's great.
I guess. Do you foil out your Modern decks?
No. I do foreign, so people.
Do you
can't
have $4,000 to foil out your Modern deck?
Try like $8,000 and no.
Oof. Oh yeah, because you play Japanese cards. Are those more expensive in foil?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Like. Yeah, they're a lot, like twice as much as some.
Oh,
like
really?
Regular foils. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Like
realize
a like
that.
A foil. Just for example, like foil Japanese. True Name Nemesis when they came out was like $1,000.
No. What is it at now?
I think normal foils are like $250 and they're probably
even
like,
the Battle Bond versions?
Well, that's the only way it's foil. That's why it's so
right.
expensive.
You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, the Battle Bond one is like $400 in Japanese foil.
That's expensive.
It is expensive.
Wow.
That's an expensive Commander card.
Other things in the news, starting with Core Set 2020, there was an article on Wizards.com. Gavin Verhey was talking about how they want to start supporting Commander sets more.
They already have.
They have started. They said that they started with Dominaria by adding a lot more legendaries because their plan was to get more legendaries into Standard so that people playing Commander would get more support than just, I'm assuming, I mean, I was reading between the lines, but more than just once a year with the Commander cards.
Right.
And then they also said that we should expect to see more multiplayer cards in the future. So
in Standard sets?
It didn't say that you would get it in multiplayer sets. That was kind of towards the end of the article. But it said that you would get more multiplayer. So I'm assuming it's going to be more cards like conspiracy stuff, maybe. I mean, in new versions where like people vote or people, I mean, it gets the whole group involved.
Yeah, hold on a time. What's the name of that symmetry card? The Vampiric Tutor for two players? Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, the new, I mean, the new.
Scheming Symmetry, yeah. I mean, I guess that's
it
like.
It does work with two people, right?
Yeah, I guess that is a multiplayer card.
You tutor and your friend tutors, right? You pick the, either you can, in Commander, you can give that to the player who's struggling to find something or give it to your friend who you need help beating the person who's destroying
if
you.
Yeah, like a pillow fort strategy, I guess you could.
Or you Is that a sorcery or an instant?
Sorcery.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not.
You could have a Narset Parter of Veils out.
Oop.
And then on someone else's turn, play Quicken, and then play that card, and they can't draw. Along with the multiplayer cards that they said to plan for, they also specifically talked about getting more five-color legendaries out there. So there's the new Commander Golos, and he has what he costs five colorless, five generic, and when he comes in, you search your library for a basic land, and you... Did you put that onto the battlefield? Hold on, let me look him up real quick.
I believe it comes in tap. Let's see.
I was not prepared for this.
Search for it. Oh, it's just a land card. I thought it was basic land.
Oh, it's any land?
Yeah, search for land card, then put it on the battlefield tapped. And then two colorless and one of each mana, exile the top three cards of your library. You play them this turn without paying their mana costs.
Yeah, so basically he comes in on turn six, assuming you have a land in your hand. Because on turn five, you play him, you grab the sixth card, and then on the next turn, on six, you, fingers crossed, get your seventh land.
Right.
And then play the top three for free. Yeah. And play, like...
Emrakul.
Expropriate and Time Walk. Time Warp.
Time... Well,
no, we don't play Time Warp. We can't afford that.
Yeah, no, it's the Nexus of Fate.
We could play that.
Ugh.
I'd be happy with that. Yeah, no, so it sounds like they are trying to include a lot more in current standard sets and probably some more commander support and ancillary sets because a lot of people received a lot of, I guess, they said they've been listening to a lot of feedback and people were very happy with Modern Horizons, and it looks like Core 20 has a lot of goodies already, and we've only seen like 50 cards.
Right.
Yeah. So, looking very good for the future.
Yeah, and it seems like they're, you know, acknowledging the broader fan base because that's kind of what the game has become a little bit more casual than before because they're, you know, marketing the Pro Tour, and now it's, you know, gone under a little bit of rebranding, and now the game is a little bit more open for everyone, and now they're showing that with their product.
Do you think that they're showing that in the Magic Pro League? That's like...
The MPO?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I haven't watched that personally, but I know they do have, like, a kind of broad audience for it.
Did you see the commercial they just came out with for it, though? It was really cool. They've got some really professional, like, recordings that were done. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but it looks like a commercial you would just normally see on TV. It was really well done.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, I mean, the War of the Spark trailer was very, like, cinematic. So.
Oh, the other thing that's in the news is they are coming out with the animated series, and it looks like they're going to be featuring Chandra.
Nice.
And it also looks like maybe Chandra is going to be the face of Magic because I can't imagine they're going to put a second blue planeswalker in the core set, which means Jace is not going to be in there, but we do get three Chandras.
Yeah.
They did mention that Chandra is going to be the focus of the core set though, so I'm assuming
Oh, go ahead.
I am assuming that's the reason we are getting a lot more elementals, especially because the three of them, or at least two of those, don't they care about elementals, the new Chandras? One of them makes elementals, and then one makes elementals stronger. But I don't...
Stronger, faster, better?
Yes. one of them is pay zero, create a red elemental with haste, but the littlest one... Baby Chandra has elementals you control get +2/+0. So I mean, they're pushing elemental stuff. So I mean, that'd be fun. I like tribal decks.
Have they announced the next block, like the next plane? I should say
they have not. But it's one they did announce though. I think it was Mark Rosewater had announced that we are going to be seeing a plane that we've never visited before. And I think a lot of people are speculating a plane they've referenced before called Kaldheim, which is apparently like Norse mythology and a world that has more snow permanence. World. Yeah. More snow permanence potentially. But I think that's where, isn't that the home of like Lovisa Cold Eyes? I think that's where she's supposed to have been from. I mean, I she was from that. Cold Snap, I guess. But I don't know if
Post
her...
Snap?
Right. So I don't know if it mentions anything or not about like where she's from. I guess I just have to Google. But I would assume that we could be getting snow because they just gave us...
It is Michigan.
A little... Yes. Yes. But we...
little local humor for everyone up there.
We're not going to see it for a little bit, though, I don't think now. It was in the 80s today. It was really sad.
Yeah. It's supposed to be cold this weekend.
Is it supposed to be cold or is it supposed to rain?
Rain, cold. Same thing to me.
Oh. I like rain. Together. I like rain I'm and cynical. Snow. If it's like 95, I'm out.
Yeah.
Bleh. 95 and sunny, full humidity. No, thank you.
Yeah,
it's better to be up here. Well, no. I'd rather have like Arizona heat, though. I heard it's really dry. And then I wouldn't be just...
Yeah, but
awful sweating constantly.
Knowing my luck, I'd probably get like a nosebleed from
like from it being so dry.
Yeah. And become a grape or a raisin. I'm a grape now.
All right, so I think that's it for this week. We produce more of these, you know, we're looking forward to hearing what you do like, what you don't like. We'd like to talk about a lot of things, all things magic. But for now, what do you have going on, Brian, outside of the world of magic?
We're taking a little boys trip up north to the thumb of Michigan, and because I'm getting married in September, so this kind of be like my bachelor party and
woohoo.
Yeah, so we're going up north to my will be in-laws, you know, like little cabin, campground, and, you know, we're just going to have a good time. We're going up there for the 3 days. It's supposed to rain on some of them, but, you know, we've got plenty of activities and, you know, beverages to fill that need. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of great time.
Perfect.
What about you?
I just started my math class, so I'm in grad school. I have 3 classes left, so financial statistics, looking forward to it.
You lost me already.
Last math class for the rest of my life, so that's kind of an upside right now.
Except for I have to crunch numbers for bills, but...
Yeah, right. So I think that's what's going on for me. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter. You can find me at ATFlory on Twitter.
And you can find me at BLLAB1989.
And thank you so much for joining. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
I think that's it. That's a wrap.
That's it?
That's it. I think so.
Good job, guys.
Thanks. Woo! We did it. Start.
Yeah. Wait, you're supposed to... Oh.